Theater Thoughts by Michael Betancourt. My play, The Fever Dream of Captain America, has a simple story. A cab driver who prays at a local mosque amuses the other cabbies with the story of Steve Rogers, a.k.a. Captain America. Except that the cabbie calls it the fever dream of Captain America, the fever that comes from America's taste for self-congratulatory violence but no stomach for empire. An FBI agent, Muslim in background but not religious, coerces the cabbie to snitch by telling him that the story will brand him a threat to the United States unless he cooperates. And in the end, the cabbie has no choice but to enlist in the fever dream, which for him is like one of Ridley Scott's aliens that worms its way down your gullet, then explodes your heart from inside. And so goes the fever dream today, our bloody swamp of spite and selfishness and brutality. Some may dissent, yet we as a society have chosen to enlist in incubating this fever. And what do? I write plays, which is to say, I piss on a forest fire. I hope my futile gesture won't prove so futile. I hope the good works that some people are doing will reach a critical mass that will break the fever and bring people back to kinder hearts and less spleen. But I also think a much more massive intervention is needed, an old-fashioned mass political movement that goes beyond the soft touch of the social media and the airiness of Occupy, where people build barricades, physical and virtual, and throw their bodies on them. My fever dream is a revolution that re-anchors this self-professed Judeo-Christian democratic culture in the Christianity of liberation theology, the Judaism of Tikkun Olam, and the democratic energies of Eugene Debs, Michael Harrington, Dorothy Day, and fill-in-the-blank of your favorite rouser of rabble. Unless you like the current fever dream. If that's the case, then let's talk. I'm curious to find out why, since it makes no sense to me. You can find more Theater Thoughts at www.m-betancourt.com. Ciao!